China will flex its military muscles today, holding its biggest display of military power in its history. 15,000 troops, hundreds of missiles, tanks and aircraft will parade through the capital and past the Communist Party boss, President Xi Jinping. The patriotic show marks 70 years of communist rule. Our China correspondent, Bill Birtles, reports.
The middle of this city of more than 20 million people is under lockdown. Security is everywhere. The internet censorship has been ramped up to stifle software that usually allows some here to connect to the outside world. The capital is basking in red, with more than 200,000 national flags hoisted across the city. This will be the defining moment for China's communist chief Xi Jinping, and he wants it to go off without a hitch. Many Beijingers say they don't mind the disruption at all, like this resident Zhang Feng.
I'll watch the parade on TV. It's the main event of the national holiday. I hope the whole world can see how spectacular Tiananmen looks, and I hope everyone can see the achievements that China has made over the past 40 years of opening up and reform.
An 80-year-old former soldier, Wang Yongbin, remembers a childhood before communism and the tumultuous first decades of red rule.
I've personally seen huge changes, not just for my own life, but for the whole country. I'm very happy these days, but I think younger people don't understand the hardships of the past that people like me went through.
Military parades have long been a feature of communist rule in China, held every 10 years on anniversaries. President Xi Jinping didn't want to wait that long, so in his 7 years in power, he's already held two, including one in the capital. But this year's will be even bigger, with weapons experts watching closely to see if China will display a supersonic drone and a new nuclear missile that could supposedly strike the US mainland in just 30 minutes. The parade route is just for invited guests only, so Beijing retiree Zhao Zhulan says she'll be glued to the TV.
I most want to see a display of China's high technology and see the strong military power of our country. It shows in future we will never be invaded by other countries like in the past.
China's government says the highly militaristic show of strength isn't supposed to scare other nations, but to show China's contribution to world peace. One thing's for certain, China is clearly using access to the parade to show who its friends are. The ABC was only granted a last-minute spot with no access for a camera. No other Australian media has been allowed to attend, while Canada, another country with strained relations, has had all its media barred. Even on a day of national celebration, politics in China is ever present. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for AM.